जय राधा आदब कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा आदब कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जन वल्लभ गिरि भगधारी
गोपी
जन वल्लभ गिरि भगधारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि भगधारी
यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यामुना धीरा वनधारी
यमुना
चिरा वनचारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासहि गौरभक्तवृन्द
जय
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्य श्री श्रीमान हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिव प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राध कुंद गिरि गोविंदान की जाय वृंदावन धाम की जाय नवद्वीप धाम की जाय भक्ति देवी की जाय तुलसी महारानी की जाय गंगा देवी की जाय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय इस्कान ग्वालहार की जाय गौर प्रेम नंदे All glory to the awesome devotees. All glory to the awesome devotees. All glory to the awesome devotees. All glory to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Hadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarni Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन क्रिएशन
कैंटो वन एल श्रीमद् भागवतम ला क्रिएशन
Chapter number 9, the passing away of Bhishma Dev in the presence of Lord Krishna.
El capítulo 9, la muerte de Bhishma Deva en presencia del Señor Sri Krishna.
Text number 16.
Texto número 16.
Nahyasya karyachit rajan.
Nahyasya karyachit rajan.
Uman veda vidhitsitam.
Uman veda vidhitsitam.
Yad vidhitsitam. Jnyasaya yukta
Yadi jnyasaya yukta
Mujyanti kavayopihi
Mujyanti kavayopihi
Trinadapi sunichena tarodivasa hishnuna Amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari Harinam harinam harinama eva kevalam Kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam
Así es que esta sección del Srimad Bhagavatam
is teaching us many very important concepts of basic Krishna conscious philosophy. Srimad Bhagavatam picks up where the Bhagavad Gita leaves off. Bhagavad Gita ends with the idea that we should surrender to Krishna. Now, how to surrender to Krishna in its various ways is taught in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita, we learn much about Paramatma Supersoul, but in Bhagavatam, we learn more extensively about how the Supersoul exists. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada makes very profound conclusions. This sentence in particular, the best policy is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. And the same can be applied with one's relationship with the spiritual master, because it is through the spiritual master that we will have access to the Supreme Lord. This brings us to what I said yesterday, and I promised you I would find the exact quotes. So here are the quotes in this connection.
Aquí a este respecto están las citas.
The appearance, so this is from the fourth canto, chapter 28 of Srimad Bhagavatam. The appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahman is very significant. Of course, this is the purport to this verse. In his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to the Vedic injunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entity side by side. According to the Shruti mantra, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity as Sukrit, the best friend. The Lord is always eager to have the living entity come home back to Godhead. Sitting with the living entity as witness, the Lord gives him all chances to enjoy himself materially. But whenever there is an opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment and instead turn his face toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And surrender unto him. The exact quote that I was referring to is as follows. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does everybody understand that sentence? If you don't understand it, I'll explain it. But I want to make sure everybody understands that sentence. Very good. All right. So, the first thing is to become serious in following the mission of the spiritual master. So, obviously, the next question is, what is the mission of the spiritual master? Bottom line, the spiritual master wants you and as many others to go back home, back to Godhead. Is there any disagreement with that statement? Does somebody think that the mission of the spiritual master is something else? So we're all in agreement that the mission of the spiritual master is that you and as many others go back home, back to Godhead, see or no?
So he'll see or no?
He has a doubt.
The same thing or it's something different? Or what?
Yes. Everything in this movement is sacrifice, yajna, in order to go back home, back to Godhead.
Yes.
And this brings up another point. Everyone in this movement is a preacher, provided you don't sleep in Bhagavatam class. So if you're cutting vegetables, you're a preacher. If you're a pujari, you're a preacher.
Yes.
If you sweep the floor, you're a preacher. If you go out and distribute books, you're a preacher. Because we are a movement. We are a mission. We're a family. So we have one purpose, to go back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada doesn't want to go back to Godhead alone. He's bringing as many of us that want to go. So it includes japa. Everything you do in this movement is to go back home, back to Godhead. Even prasad. So, when you are serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master,
okay, entonces,
your resolution, your determination, your conviction, tantamount means as good as, exactly as if.
Adios.
That's what he's saying here. That determination.
Esa determinación, eso es lo que dice aquí.
To follow the mission of the spiritual master.
Para seguir la misión del maestro espiritual.
That is how you are going to see the Supreme Personality of God.
Eso es.
Prabhupada once told the book distributors, you go out and distribute books,
usted,
and one day you will distribute a book to Krishna.
Y un día.
Bueno o malo? Let's finish up the purpose.
Terminemos el significado.
As explained before,
como fue explicado antes,
this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Esto significa encontrarse con la suprema personalidad de Dios.
In the instruction of a spiritual master. So this is the second part, the same thing I was trying to say yesterday. Originally, I thought it was in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it's in Bhagavatam. This means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
la suprema personalidad de Dios,
through the instruction of the spiritual master.
A través de la instrucción del maestro.
Prabhupada used that, and that was his impetus to come to America. Because he was reading a purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti on a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. And that's where he gets this conclusion.
Yeah.
From the very first meeting, Bhaktisiddhanta told Prabhupada to preach. He wasn't even disciple. Bhakta. First words out of his mouth, you should preach.
Debes predicar.
So, reading that purport to that Bhagavad Gita verse, Prabhupada became resolute. I must go to America. And because he did that, we are here. If Prabhupada had not done it, we would not be here today. So I continue with the purpose. This is technically called Vani Seva. And just as I said, he's going to... Listen to this. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti says, in his Bhagavad Gita commentary, on the verse, Vyavasayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kurunanda,
Bhagavad Gita 2.41,
of the spiritual master,
que uno debe servir las palabras del maestro espiritual, uno debe adherirse a ellas, lo que sea la orden del maestro espiritual.
Simply by following on that line,
uno ve a la suprema personalidad de Dios. Estas son tres afirmaciones donde está explicando el mismo concepto.
Simply follow the orders of the spiritual master. That is how you are going to see God.
Simplemente siguiendo las órdenes del maestro espiritual, esa es la forma en que va.
One more reference.
Una referencia más.
This, of course, is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here is the translation. by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is non-different from Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees.
Libera a sus devotos.
Good.
Esto no debe ser mal entendido.
This should be not misunderstood, because early in this movement, it was misunderstood. In the late 60s, some of Prabhupada's senior disciples started to preach to the devotees that Prabhupada was God.
Okay.
Misunderstanding,
malentendiendo,
satsadharitven nasamasta shastra, and they were forcing the devotees to accept that Prabhupada was God. It became quite a controversy. Prabhupada became most furious because this is Mayavad philosophy. Prabhupada was so furious
Estaba tan furioso él,
that he almost gave up. Fortunately, he didn't. Everything was rectified and things got back on track. So, the spiritual master is the representative of God. We worship him as if he were God, but he's not God. There's a difference between representative and the person he's representing. Por ejemplo, this is called Vyasasan.
Por ejemplo,
I am supposed to represent Vyas.
Santo Vyas.
Whatever I say cannot contradict what Vyas teaches. That doesn't make me Vyas.
Eso no me hace Vyas.
I'm sitting on the seat that I should represent him. Now, the purport, this is also what I was referring to yesterday.
Ahora estaba refiriendo ayer.
This is practically exactly what I said. The relationship of a disciple with his spiritual master is as good as his relationship with the Supreme Lord. Now you see why I was saying what I was saying yesterday.
Ahora,
should I repeat that?
Lo he de repetir.
Anyway.
De cualquier manera lo repito. La relación del discípulo
with the spiritual master is as good as the relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Déjame terminar el significado.
A spiritual master always represents himself as the humblest servitor of the personality of Godhead. But the disciple must look upon him as the manifested representation of Godhead.
Como la representación manifiesta de Dios.
It is the one they should have with Christ. But I don't think many of them do. Because many Christians say Jesus is God. Whereas, if it was according to what we are saying, then we would say he's representative of God. They can worship Jesus like God, but they should understand he's representative or son, but he's at the same time, he's not God. But I've met many Christians who get very furious and say, no, Jesus is God.
And he said, no, 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 Jesús es Dios.
I'll never accept if anyone says Prabhupada is God. No, that's why I many times say when I'm preaching to Christians, Jesus said, love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. He didn't say, love me.
Él no dijo.
He said, love God. So then I tell them, so who is that God Jesus is referring to? It is Krishna. That's how I preach. Because I am convinced
porque estoy convencido
that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Que Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios.
And that Jesus is his son.
Su hijo.
Not his only son, but very good son.
Pero muy buen hijo.
And if anyone follows that commandment of Jesus, love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, they are going to go to the same place as us. But they have to love their neighbor as themselves, especially their neighbor, the cow. Yes, all neighbors.
Todos los vecinos, todos los propios.
There was one more thing that I had to look up.
Hubo una cosa más que tuve que checar.
Because it was about this term Krishna Sakha. And I said that it appeared in the previous chapter. So it does. In the previous chapter.
Y así es. Y hay otra frase. Krishna. Oh, amigo de Arjuna. Ah, sí, esto suena confusivo. Porque uno piensa, debería ser Arjuna Sakha. Dice, Krishna Sakha. Y se debería traducir, oh, amigo de Krishna. Parece ser contradictorio. Por eso uno tiene que leer los significados de Srila Prabhupada. No que solo usted sabe sánscrito.
No.
Kunti se dirige al
Señor. Kunti addresses Lord Krishna as Krishna Sakha because she knows that although Arjuna, who is also known as Krishna,
que también es conocido como Krishna,
is more intimately related with Arjuna than she is. So I'll repeat. Arjuna, who is also known as Krishna, is also a name of Draupadi. And so the word Krishna Sakha also indicates Lord Krishna's relationship with Draupadi, who he saved from being insulted when Duryodhan and Karna attempted to strip her naked. Then, one more thing about this concept. This excerpt, I was at this lecture when Prabhupada gave it. New York, November 1973. Beautiful.
Muy bello.
I'm just remembering seeing Prabhupada on the Vyasa Sangha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Yeah.
Prabhupada says, Arjuna's name is Krishna Sakha.
El nombre de Arjuna es Krishna Sakha.
And he is also called sometimes Krishna.
Y algunas veces es también llamado Krishna.
Because
porque
Arjuna's bodily feature,
porque los aspectos corporales de Arjuna,
was almost similar to Krishna's bodily feature.
Eran muy similares, casi iguales a los aspectos corporales de Krishna.
So, that I wasn't sure about yesterday.
Ayer no estaba seguro acerca de esto.
But thanks to the Bhaktivedanta folio, now we know.
Pero gracias a Jesus loca.
Prabhupada once said,
una vez si la Prabhupada dijo,
that the real followers of Jesus,
que los seguidores verdaderos de Jesús,
will go to his planet,
irían a su planeta,
and there Jesus will teach them more about God.
Y ahí Krishna les enseñaría más, Jesús les enseñaría más acerca de Krishna.
Another answer that I give when I'm asked, it depends on their understanding and knowledge of who is God. Because you can only go to Krishna Loka if you have developed spontaneous pure devotion following in the footsteps of one of the residents of Vrindavan. Otherwise, if your conception of God is other than that, then you go to Vaikuntha planet to worship God in awe and reverence. So it depends on how they understand who is God and what is their mood of how they worship God.
Así que,
bueno.